word of God speak, would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know your
ladies and gentlemen. Today we are reading Daniel chapter 3, verses 27 through 30. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was an hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Ladies and gentlemen, I just read in your hearing Daniel chapter 3, verses 27 through 30. Now, here is the sense of it from the Bible Knowledge Commentary. When the three walked out of the fire and were carefully examined, Nebuchadnezzar's officials saw that the bodies of the three men were unharmed, their clothing unaffected, and that the smell of fire was not even on their clothes. In view of the evidence presented to him, Nebuchadnezzar declared that this was an act of the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who had sent his angel to rescue the three who served this God. Nebuchadnezzar was moved by the devotion of the three to their God. He knew they trusted in him, even though it entailed their disobeying the king and jeopardizing their own lives. As a result, the king decreed that the God of the three young men was to be held in honor, and that anyone who dishonored this God would lose his life. He would be cut in pieces, and his house would be burned to rubble. The king then honored Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego by promoting them to positions of greater honor and power in the kingdom. This historical incident seems to have prophetic significance as well. In the coming tribulation, a Gentile ruler will demand for himself the worship that belongs to God. Any who refuse to acknowledge his right to receive worship will be killed. assuming political and religious power. He will oppress Israel, most of the people in the world, including many in Israel, will submit to and worship him. But a small remnant in Israel, like the three in Daniel's day, will refuse. Many who will not worship the Antichrist will be severely punished. Some will be martyred for their faithfulness to Jesus Christ. But a few will be delivered from those persecutions by the Lord Jesus Christ at his second coming. In the forthcoming tribulation period, God will do for this believing remnant what he did for Daniel's three companions. They withstood the decree of the king, and though they were not exempted from suffering and oppression, they were delivered out of it by the God they trusted. No doubt the remnant of believing Jews in that coming day will find great comfort, consolation, and instruction from this incident in the lives of Daniel's three companions, as those in Daniel's day must have found as they were living under Gentile rule. Now, my beloved, here is the sense of it all from the Matthew Henry Bible commentary, a more devotional commentary. What God did for these, his servants, would help to keep the Jews to their religion while in captivity and to cure them of idolatry. The miracle brought deep convictions on Nebuchadnezzar, but no abiding change then took place in his conduct. He who preserved these pious Jews in the fiery furnace is able to uphold us in the hour of temptation and to keep us from falling into sin. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Scripture and the Sense podcast. Please remember to read the Word of God each and every day of your life and pray about everything without ceasing to God, and pray also for wisdom to understand His Word and apply it to your life. Most importantly, dear friend, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved. If you have never trusted Christ as Savior, do that today. Please stay tuned for a complete presentation of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ so that you can get your soul saved from hell and saved to that wonderful place called heaven when you die. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. So, dear friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, all you have to do is believe that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that He was buried, and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and you will be saved. For the Bible says in the book of Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, please remember, the Word of God is the foundation to a successful life. May God bless you.
If you look at the hard left and how they treat law enforcement in the last five or six